Belden, Vina. Loma Linda, California. November 19, 1911. Dear Sister Belden, I received your letter 2 days ago. I am sorry that I have allowed my many cares to put you out of my mind. The work on my new book, The Acts of the Apostles, has taken much time and thought. Now this is finished, and I will write to you. We received today the first copy of the book from the printers. Soon other copies will be ready for sale, and I will see that you get a copy. We are visiting Loma Linda. A council meeting has been in session this week, and a number of the leading brethren of this conference who were in attendance have remained over Sabbath. W.C. White, who has been away from home for several months attending important meetings in the East and elsewhere, is expected this afternoon. We have very pleasant rooms on the third story of the sanitarium building. Sarah and Minnie occupy a room next to mine. Our housekeeper is also with us. She is an earnest Christian woman and is proving good help in the home. All my family is with me. It is a small family now. We look out from our windows upon beautiful scenery. Away in the distance is a range of mountains, and in the valley lie several prosperous cities. Orange groves stretch for miles across the country. We have had beautiful weather almost all the time of our stay. Today, as I look out from my window, there is not a cloud to be seen. Mabel Workman is here, acting as preceptress of the girls' dormitory. Her husband is also engaged in the work. You will remember that Mabel lost her child when it was 2 days old. This was a great sorrow to her, and one that she finds it hard to forget. Sabbath. Today I spoke to our people in the Loma Linda Church, and the Lord gave me clearness of mind and speech. The house was full, and the people listened with attention. I am thankful to the Lord for his sustaining grace. The Lord is our helper and our God. I feel deeply in earnest in regard to the work yet to be done. This work must not be neglected. The Lord waits to supply the needs of every worker who will seek him in faith. Why do we not rejoice more for the great goodness and love bestowed upon us? The Lord is good and merciful. Let us appreciate his blessings to us. Let us humble our hearts before him and render to him thanksgiving and praise. Let us strive to show forth in our lives the light and truth he has so graciously given us that we may bring honor to his name. I wish you could be here with us. If it were not for the long journey you would have to take, I would send for you. But I feel that you could not take that journey, and I would not advise it. The end of all things is near, and while it may not be that we shall meet again in this life, we have the glorious hope of meeting where friends shall never part again. Then we shall see our Savior as he is, and we shall praise him throughout eternity for his wonderful dealings with us. My sister, let us serve the Lord with full purpose of heart.